What's going on, brothers? It's Lime and Table with Aim. Got another deal for you. It's written title, Choices. Here goes. Shout out to Email 67 for waiting on the subject, so I figure I'd go ahead and share my thoughts and my two cents. So check this out. It is a known fact that adults are responsible for the choices that they make, right? That's a known fact. But if you are a destitute single mother, if you are a Cleon bitch or one of these 304s who has a long, miserable track record of making ruinous choice after ruinous choice and sleeping with the absolute worst of civilization, then you're not held responsible for the bad choices that you make. And worse yet, you have a army of bitch-made simps to deflect away from your bad choices and your fuck-ups. So, I'm going to say it like this. You want to know why a lot of young men are fighting against the message that these bitch-made simps are putting out on social media? You want to know why? Because the sympathy for these Cleon bitches and these 304s who sleep with these convicts, these pookies, these ray-rays, and these men who they know were up to no good, it's drying up. It's evaporating. The sympathy is evaporating. That's why these bitch-made simps are losing steam. Nobody wants to hear their bullshit message anymore. Because enough young men understand that these old fools who put this message out, they're only putting this message out because they're hoping to get twat validation. They don't really believe in what they're saying. They're only putting it out for twat validation in hopes that one of these single mothers or one of these DNA dumpsters will give them a pat on the head and somehow let them smash. And this pretty much shows you how smart they are, and they have the mental capacity of a fucking lima bean. Enough young men know this. But these old simps persist. So I'm going to say it like this. Everybody is responsible for the choices that they make, especially adults. If you make bad choices, you suffer the consequences. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter your pigmentation. It's been that way for a long time. And just because you guys are thirsty for twat validation, it doesn't mean that things are going to change. Things are not going to change because you're helping these 304s and these DNA dumpsters deflect from their fuck-ups. Because I don't know if you noticed this or not, but for the past 30 years, these DNA dumpsters, these 304s, and these destitute single mothers have tried and failed to make it palatable for these young men or men worth their salt to wife up single mothers. They failed. A lot of these men are getting wise to the game. A lot of them are closing their wallet and saying, you know what? This is not good for me. This is a detriment to my mental health, my financial health. It's not worth it. Now, I know this makes a lot of you bitch made simps and you gynocrat goons angry, but I really don't give a damn. You guys really need to taste your own medicine, and it's past time you guys taste your own medicine, because your narrative is bullshit. Everything that you put out on social media, it's bullshit. All you're doing is trying to curry favor and get twat validation. I mean, all you guys talk about all day, every day is coochie. Y'all don't talk about prepping. Y'all don't talk about putting yourselves in a situation to maximum safety and advantage. The only thing you talk about is coochie and how to get this woman or how to get these women to notice you. That shit is... it's old. It's played out. But these old bitch-made simps have a one-track mind, and that one-track mind is why they're in the situation they're in right now. A lot of them are broke. A lot of them are living vicariously through KS. A lot of them just can't take a hand. Everybody is responsible for the choices that they make, including the single mothers and the 304s that you're trying to plow. And even then, if they see your dumb ass, they don't want to plow you anyway. They won't even give you a pat on the head. They actually are disgusted at sight of you. Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't learn. But then again, the Undertaker's okay with that. Things are not going to get any better. Things are waxing worse and worse. Especially in regards to this rent moratorium and the fact that there's a food shortage and a water shortage. And the smart ones among the Kendrick, they're prepping for these tough times. What the hell are these simps doing? What are they doing? Exactly, they're not doing a fucking thing. All they're doing is talking about coochie all day, every day. It's a worn out song and nobody wants to hear it no more. And your narratives are falling on deaf ears. Because young men have gotten wise to the game. So I'm gonna say it like this. For you brothers who have eyes and ears to hear, you brothers who are about 10 years younger than me, I'm gonna say it like this. You don't owe these trollops, these 304s, these DNA dumpsters, anything. You don't owe these single mothers anything. We don't owe them a fucking thing. If they're suffering the consequences of the ruinous choices that they make, that's their problem, not ours. You have nothing to be ashamed about. Nothing. There's nothing shameful about you closing your wallet and walking away from the fucking table. There's nothing shameful about that. Your self-preservation comes first. Don't let these graybeard bitch-made simps try to shame you or tell you otherwise, because they're stuck on stupid. They don't know anything. And the fact that they've ruined their life proves that. Mm-hmm. Keep your head on the swivel. Stay safe to stay vigilant during these perilous times, brothers. Especially young brothers. More power to you. This is Lonnie McTell. That's all I got. Like the video, like sharing, the commentary, feel free to subscribe. If you're enjoying this, this is my channel, you find a tip jar on the upper right side of the screen. That's the G Plus icon. All right, fam. All right, brethren. You know it's real. You know routine. Go away, living with SYSBM. As for these bitch-made Sims, these graybeard manginas, and these gynocrat goons who have utterly failed to make it palatable for young men to wife up single mothers, give them nothing. This has been Nick Tell PSA. More to come or stay. See you soon.